The Nonpartisan Government Accountability Office released a report yesterday that found the Trump administration broke federal law when it withheld military aid to Ukraine. The report highlights a crucial issue at the heart of the impeachment proceedings facing President Trump and arguments over how the White House and Congress handle issues like foreign aid. Our next guest joins to talk about the impact of the report and what it could mean for the president. Ayesha Roscoe is the White House reporter for National Public Radio. Ayesha, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, talk about this law that the Government Accountability Office says was broken here by the White House. What is it?
So this is the Impoundment Control Act. And what this law does is it really lays out something that is in the Constitution. So in the Constitution, Congress has the power of the purse. And so that means they control the spending. But Congress can at times delegate some of that authority. You see some of that with trade. If they pass a law or pass certain measures, they can delegate some of that authority to the president. But in this case, what Congress was doing was really specifying that only in very kind of strict, under very strict circumstances, can the president withhold funding that has been appropriated by Congress and signed by a president into law. Because once an appropriations bill is signed into law, it is a law. And so that is what the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, is saying that the Trump administration violated when they held up funds that were appropriated and signed into law by President Trump to go to Ukraine.
What justification have we heard from the Trump administration about why they delayed this aid to Ukraine and how they would say it would be consistent with this impoundment law?
So what they say is, and I will say that from testimony that we heard in the House impeachment hearings and other reporting, the reasons for why this money has been held up, we have received different reasons for why this money was held up. So one of the things that they will say is that the president was concerned about corruption in Ukraine, and the idea that there was a new administration in Ukraine, and that the president was concerned about the way this money would be used, that it could be used to further corruption. Then there's also, the president has also said that he was concerned that other countries, European allies, were not kicking in the same amount of funding as the U.S. or not kicking in military funding. And so that was a concern for the president. And what the Office of Management and Budget said, this is the office in the White House that carries out these sorts of orders and kind of doling out the money. What they said in their letter to the GAO was that this money was put on hold pending a policy decision. But they say that this is what they called a programmatic delay, and that this did not rise to the level of them actually withholding the money or like impounding the money. So they were saying they didn't violate the law. They were saying that that the White House needed to review the policy behind this funding to make sure that it aligned with the president's foreign policies, and that they were just holding it up for that.
And I have this right from your reporting, actually, the Government Accountability Office says, well, no, you can't hold stuff up for policy reasons under this Impoundment Act. Am I getting that right?
Yes. I mean, that's the GAO, and this was an 8-page report. So in some of these, so the GAO makes decisions like this on whether things are impoundment or not. And some of these can be very complex, complicated discussions. But this was really very straightforward. And what the GAO said was just plain no, this is not a programmatic delay. They said that that would be something where some external factor happened and the money just couldn't be, you know, sent out. They said this is not that. And the president cannot, at the point after something is already law, decide that he wants to go back and revisit whether he wants to spend this money or not. If the president does that, then they have to go to Congress officially and go through official steps and work through what the law requires if the president wants to do that. Because at this point, what people will say and experts that I talk to say, the point for the president to be concerned about policy is before he signs the appropriations nations law. He could say, I don't know if I want to give this money to Ukraine, or he could say, I want more restrictions on it. But after the president has already signed it, and this is what GAO said, it's the law, like any other law, that has to be followed.
Aisha Roscoe is with us, White House reporter for National Public Radio, looking at a ruling from the Government Accountability Office saying the White House violated the law when it delayed money intended to go to Ukraine. Usually, I think, Aisha, a GAO ruling on the impoundment law wouldn't be a top headline story, except it's about the issue that's at the center of the impeachment hearings. How have both parties been talking about this GAO report now that we're on the way to the Senate trial?
Well, that's really what makes this something that is interesting and what people are focused on, is because violating this Impoundment Control Act, it's not a criminal act. Like, no one is going to jail over this. But this is this decision to hold up the money is at the center of these impeachment proceedings. And so what Democrats are saying is that you have the GAO, which is nonpartisan, an independent body that has looked at this matter, and they say that the law was broken. And so I talked to Senator Chris Van Hollen, a Democrat from Maryland, and what he said was he was the senator who requested this information from, or requested this decision from GAO. And he said that the decision or the conclusion that GAO reached really backs up the impeachment proceedings, and that the House impeachment managers who will be making the case for the president's removal will be able to point to this decision made by an independent body that the president broke the law when he pushed for this decision to hold these funds.
Have we heard anything from Republicans in the Senate or the House, for that matter, about this GAO ruling in particular?
So what Republicans are saying is pretty much in line with what the White House is saying. And the White House is rejecting these findings out of hand. And they say that they didn't break the law. And so what the Republican leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, what he said yesterday was that he believes that the president was concerned about corruption in Ukraine and that he had every right to hold the money. And then you have others who are just saying, look, this is just a civil matter. It's not a criminal offense. And basically downplaying the idea that this is a big decision. And then some are accusing the GAO of being partisan or somehow wanting to just go against the president. I should point out that the GAO, it is nonpartisan, and that the GAO has issued decisions that presidents of all parties have disagreed with, or issued findings that are not in the favor of prior presidents, President Obama and President Bush and others. So they're kind of equal opportunity when they're making these calls on whether the presidents have stuck with the law.
We've heard from some Republicans saying, really, you're going to drop this thing days before the Senate really kicks into high gear on this trial? Has the GAO talked about the timing here?
The GAO hasn't talked about that. Now, they did get this request from Senator Van Hollen, and so they were working on that. They did say in their report that they were trying to get documents from the Trump administration, from the Defense Department, from the State Department, and that the administration hasn't been completely forthcoming, and that, for instance, the Defense Department has not responded to their requests for information, and that the State Department has not responded to some of their requests for information. So they say that they're still seeking this, that they're still seeking more information from the administration about other funds for Ukraine that might have been held up. And they say that they're going to continue pursuing the matter. So this isn't even really over at this point.
A lot more to watch for. Aisha, thanks so much for bringing us up to date.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Aisha Roscoe is the White House reporter for NPR. She joined us to talk about the Government Accountability Office report that found the Trump administration violated federal law when it withheld aid to Ukraine last summer.